somebody sent me a note about the 33 meme. Mm-hmm. And they suggested a couple of things, and I started thinking about it. Now I'm starting to think a little more about it. And so I'm looking at he mentioned that 33 actually could be referring to Harry Truman. It's one of our producers, because Truman was the 33rd president.
Okay.
And he's the one – and Truman's the one who established the security state that we're currently in. He set up the CIA, Alan Dulles, John Foster Dulles, that whole era, NATO, and all these things that were created during Truman's administration. They were taken to an extreme years later, but that's where it all began. And so, he says maybe it's a tribute to Harry.
A tip of the hat.
I thought, nah, that can't be it. So I'm looking around. I'm thinking, well, what is 33 in police code? 33 in police code is a code 33. Mm-hmm. It generally means emergency, stay off the air. The only thing you can do is has to be emergency related. You have to be off the radio, essentially.
Okay.
It says, if you heard code 33, you can't be gassing on the radio with the dispatcher. You have to just stay off the air. Well, that's kind of what, you get with these when you see 33 show up. And I ran into two interesting uses, and so I started searching for 33 on all the things that have been going on. There's lots of references to 33 in the and very interesting ones that seem to be slipped in by editors on certain news stories. I sent you that Oakland Tribune article about the
West Texas. No,
that's the other one. That's the Reuters report.
Oh, I'm sorry. Which one is this?
There was one that was shipped earlier in the week. It's a Chicago Tribune article, and very clearly they mention a guy's name, and then they give his age 33.
Yes. Oh, yes, I did see that. Absolutely.
Now, and that was kind of out of the blue, because mm-hmm. there was other people mentioned in the article. No ages were mentioned except for this one guy, 33. Mm-hmm. And so I looked him up, and you could find him if you did enough research. I didn't want to go get carried away and actually fly out, but I did enough research to find his address in Massachusetts.
Do you send him a telex?
No, I have some resources to find addresses. Uh-huh. So I found his address, and then I looked it up on Google Maps, and there's nothing there.
Oh. You mean like it's like an empty lot?
It's a forest.
Okay.
So I said, okay, well, this guy's – I don't know what the deal is with this guy. But they put him in this article 33, which seems to me that means that – I'm thinking it means like, hey, this is an intelligence operation. Shut up. Stay calm. Go do something else, perhaps. Mm-hmm. I didn't think much of it until I looked up the ricin attack.
Yeah.
And there was zero references to 33. You had to really scrounge to find any 33 thing. Mm. And then I looked up some other things, and again, no 33. So I said, well, I'm sure there's nothing with this West Texas deal.
Uh-huh.
Immediately, I send you that article, and there's two 33s used in that article. One of them says 133, which is just at least maybe give you a heads up. Mm. And then again, we have a guy's name and age, 33.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking this is now getting a little spooky, literally.
Before you go on, there's one other thing that I caught, that the headline was 33.
It is amazingly low compared to where it's been in recent weeks.
We saw a very dramatic move in the last 24 hours in the price of gold. It fell by $140 an ounce. That's a 9% fall in a day, the biggest one-day decline in more than 30 years.
Now, she doesn't say it, but the headlines everywhere say 33. I couldn't find one which actually said 33.
Huh.
33 years.
See, this again... This gets me to the point where this 33 being dropped in as an age or some other indicator. I believe – I mean, this takes us to that short 13-week series, Rubicon, which claim or makes the point that there's all these codes out there.
In publications, in mainstream publications.
In mainstream publications, mm-hmm. that they drop them in because it's the only way you can communicate without it getting indicted, especially in a world where everything's tapped.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, the best way to hide something is to do it in plain sight, obviously.
Right. And you use this code 33 because we've been seeing 33. I think you spotted it first some five years ago.
it just keeps cropping up.
Harping on it. And now I'm beginning to, I said, well, let's think about it differently as let's think of it as an intelligence message. Like, okay, we were doing this. So don't panic. Don't worry about it. We got this down. And so we're just going to look at 33 differently. At least I am. And I'm going to start looking for this age thing.
Let me just point out that 5 years ago, you probably would not have really wanted to do this type of research. You would have said, this is kind of kooky. But after seeing Rubicon and after the constant, you know, in-our-faceness of this number, now the buzzkill is actually researching this.
Well, I don't think it's that crazy. It's just noteworthy. And it doesn't make any sense, but I can see somebody slipping it in if you're an editor, for example. You don't see this code. This is another thing I noticed. You never see this code used in the New York Times. I think if it ever happens, it's a miracle. And the New York Times is supposedly compromised, but you never see it. And the reason for that is I believe the New York, because I've written for the New York Times. The New York Times is extremely over-edited.
Right.
So you can't just slip stuff in.
Right.
Because somebody else will pull it out.
Yeah, it has to go through a whole bunch of editors and fact checkers.
Yes, and so you can't just casually drop this in. But the Chicago Tribune, the way it was dropped in, one age only, and this was the 33, and this guy, who knows who he is, and who has actually – well, it's interesting. I could go on about that. But the Reuters thing, we've always thought Reuters was compromised in a very overt way. And they can slip – you know, an editor can do anything. You have your guy produces the copy, and next thing you know, there's some little extra sentence put in. It's not a big deal. I have extra sentences put into my PC Magazine column, which is really lightly edited. And somebody will have some time on their hands, and they'll just kind of – massage things, and I go back and look. I say, "Oh, that's interesting. I never said that." But
how annoying is that, though?
It's not that annoying because if they do their job right, it actually sounds a little better. So it makes you look good, supposedly. And I've had situations where I've had been edited where they ruined the copy. This happened at InfoWorld. There used to be an editor there that I had jokes that were timed and needed to be put in there a certain way.
Oh, that's the best when they ruin it.
They ruined the joke. They changed the word.
Right.
They'll change a word. It's like that's the joke. Part of the joke is this word, and because they're idiots. And so I had that happen, and it was.
And let's just add to this: we know that as a part of covert action project QR, what was it called again? We had the Mockingbird is one, but there's a number of Project Pundit. There's a number of these CIA. Covert operations where literally either the agency is writing for the journalist or the editor or the editor or the journalist is an agent.